Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5 and the WPG Talk Radio app.
Happy holiday weekend to all. The Memorial Day weekend. Please let us not forget what it's all about. Not the fishing, the barbecues, the family gatherings. Yes, that's part of it. Remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice? Had family members way back. Please remember what Memorial Day weekend's all about. Hey, you're inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Again, it's Memorial Day weekend, May 25th and 26th. We're in a day early because we're going to be vamoosing away for the weekend. The fishing has lit up across the board. Saltwater and fresh, fluke fishing improving by the day. A big blue fish showed up. Sea bass fishing still in a drop in real stage, although the bigger ones have been pretty much picked over. More fish are moving in. That is going no problem. Again, striped bass being picked off and some weak fish in the back. And don't forget the crabbing. Hey, I know we're thinking about the fins. Don't forget the shells. There are a lot of crabs around. On the freshwater front, what he needs to say, largemouth pickerel, crappies, yellow perch, big bluegills, a lot of stuff happening. It is indeed the smorgasbord weekend. And don't forget some of those tidal river white perch. I saw some fish this past week easily and numbers over a pound. Okay, just a reminder, too, a big surf fishing tournament coming up next Sunday, June 2nd, the American Angler Classic Surf Fishing Tournament. There's going to be seven categories, stripers, bluefish, black drum, kingfish, and sundials. It's going to be held on LBI. Fishing times are 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Registration is 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. For more information on that, go to www.AmericanAnglerUS.com. Okay, coming up in the next couple of segments, we have Captain Scott Newhall talking fluking in the crowds. Yeah, except for Father's Day weekend, Memorial Day weekend. Crazy time on the back bays and tidal rivers. Grab that cup, grab that rebel. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Golden Nugget Atlantic City invites you to rock out at the deck during Fake Fest, June 24th through June 30th. This week-long annual event features some of the hottest cover bands on the East Coast that'll make you do a double take. This year's Fake Fest lineup features the incredibly unmistakable sounds from tribute bands covering Bruce Springsteen, Tom Petty, Billy Joel, Elton John, Journey, Led Zeppelin, and many more. Visit goldennugget.com for complete Fake Fest details and get ready to rock.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. South Jersey's talk station.
Hey, man, it's rush hour weekends. Especially when it comes to the summer flounder, a.k.a. fluke. You know the bays and these tidal rivers, going a little bit up north, especially like the Manasquan and inside the Shark River, going to be packed. Going to be gunnel to gunnel. Rush hour time. So you remember when I was a kid, I used to love the competition. Be it on a trout stream or whatever. Yeah, go out there and you know you catch more fish, yeah, because you're better. This age, people, at this time in the Rack and Fin Radio dynasty, man, whoa, I just want to relax. I'm going to go out there. It's going to be crowded. I just want to catch some fish. The crowd's just, man, the thrill of the challenge isn't there. It's just the thrill of maybe catching some fish in that crowd and getting off the water. Call in the service of longtime friend of Rack and Fin Radio, Captain Scott Newhall. Time out charters there in Absecon, long known for his South Jersey's big summer flounder prowess, area rugs, doormats, and just catching fish when, and we've been on the boat, people, when a lot of people aren't. Hey, Captain Scott, I'm saying, rush hour time. You know, you got the wind, you got the water clarity, it's all that stuff, all those considerations, water temperature, go out the window. One is, you know, like a gunnel to gunnel situation. He said, Tom P, man, get me on. We'll get some tips and tricks and hints out there, tactics to put a keeper or two or maybe three in the boat. Captain Newhall, how you doing, man? I'm too excited, Scott. I'm too excited. It's the challenge that get me out of that little morass about the crowds that are always a downer. Let's do it, man. What do you have, Scott? What's happening?
Ew, Tom P. Woo-hoo! The man. Woo-hoo! The myth. The legend. Yeah, thanks for having me on. Well, you got to come prepared for the crowds. There's no way you're entirely going to avoid the crowds. You're going to run into them on the highway. You're going to run into them at the ramp or the marina, like you said. So when you're on the water, though, what's your strategy if you can't stand being around people? And many fishermen including myself sometimes, enjoy the solitude of not being bumper to bumper like Wildwood or Ocean City, you know, the little bumper car things, you know, get slammed. So you want to start thinking about, okay, you know, certain channels, certain waterways are always going to hold fish, but what additional creeks, sloughs, potholes, flats will maintain a flounder population worthy, again, worthy of attacking?
Mm-hmm.
So I am fortunate. I do live in the Absecon, Brigantine, even LBI if I scoot up the waterway.
Yep. I've seen you up there, Newhall. I've seen you up there.
Yeah, so there's a lot of opportunity to go in areas that larger boats won't go in. So you knock out the 23 and up because sometimes they just don't like going skinny. And then many people just stick with the main places. So you're the places that are written about in the newspaper, they're reported online, very standard guys been fishing there for 50 years for fluke. They're always going to have boats. But can you scoot across the flat and find some little sloughs that nobody's really bothering with? You might be completely alone or just a couple other boats. And that tactic alone might get you some unpressured fluke. Remember this. During the weekdays, most people are working. So there's not that many boats out there pressuring these summer flounder. It's really light. So until it seems like Friday is the new Sunday, I guess. So yeah. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and of course Monday on the holiday weekend, they're going to be the big days. So I want to talk about flats first. If you can find some flats that are adjacent to deep water, and when I say flats, I mean kind of like 4 to 7 feet on the top 2 hours of the tide on each end, flood and the ebb. Some of those will really, really hold fluke. You can use a bobber with a split shot above a hook. You can use a little light shad dart or a bucktail with your bait below the bobber. The bobber will bounce with the texture on the water and, of course, any boat wakes. And those flats will hold more fish than you think. Those summer flounder that choke up all those grass shrimp.
Oh, a lot of those Scott, they've been packed with the grass shrimp and the sand shrimp so far this spring, what we've seen.
Yeah, those fish are moving on and off those flats. Those grass shrimp are more on the flats than they are just in a 25-foot channel.
Mm-hmm.
So they're coming and going off those flats. There's a lot of guys in my area. Now, let me rephrase that. There are some guys in my area that know how to take advantage of those skinny water spots. It's almost like a little bit, you got to change your mindset. It's almost like North Carolina to Florida. Guys are really into that with their trolling motors. Even down there, they use the push poles and all that, like
mm-hmm.
with the decks in the back of the boat. But there are more fish in that 4 to 7 feet range out. And when you look outside the standard channels, then people realize. Now, in addition to that, there are little holes and sloughs within those flats, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they can stack up. So if you are fishing 5 feet, 5 feet, 5 feet, 4 feet, 6 feet, and then all of a sudden you get a little area 10 feet, whoo!
Bingo.
That area, that 10 feet there, and those flats surrounding those 10-foot holes, if you can find them, and they do exist in many places, they will be great places to target. And all the other boats are out there in the middle of the markers and the channels. And you have
right.
pleasure craft. You have all the pleasure craft with the unsafe drinking and jet skis and all that. They're out in the main waterway. You're out in the middle of nowhere. That's how you can beat a crowd for sure. Get away from those crowds and look in different places.
Scott, variations now in the presentation. You mentioned bobbers. That's a lost art. Shout out a long time ago when the first time I walked into Scotty Albertson's place, Scott's Bait and Tackle. He showed me the bobber and the shad dart routine. But, Scott, when I'm doing the float thing, bobber thing, I'm going with the cigar shape. I see guys out there, and they're effective. It's what you're used to. I've seen some bobbers that are the size of cue balls, if not freaking hand grenades. And yet these guys catch you. If you can, Scott, briefly, before up against a hard break, as I have you in for another segment, Pete, he ain't going nowhere. Scott, the nuances of the float fishing approach in those flats to little drop-off areas. Go.
Well, those large, what are they, red and white?
Orange and yellow, red and white.
Oh, my gosh, they've been around forever, haven't they? Here's the funny thing. They have so much buoyancy, they will set the hook themselves many times. So that's when fluke takes it under, that hook will drive up into the fluke's jaw. Sometimes they'll take it under, and then all of a sudden the fluke will fire back up in the air. I have to add this, a little shout-out to my grandfather and my father. My grandfather's personal best, 13 pounds. My father's personal best, 12.5 pounds.
Oh.
On floats somewhere behind Brigantine and between Absecon on those shallow flats. So I speak with some knowledge to this. And, yes, the floats, unbelievable when they're employed properly. There are, I know you're coming up to a break, but there are other ways you can do this if you're not a float guy. The trolling motor craze just continues to grow. It seems like everyone's got on the front of the boat. They're perfect for the flats. Some guys are using John boats to actually troll, troll the shallows. Shout out to Gordon Muller, a guy I know who does it well and has taught a few people. There are a lot of ways to attack these shallows, and when we talk about the crowd, and we're talking about Memorial Day. After that, we have Father's Day. After that, we have 4th of July. Boom, boom, boom. Holiday weekend. If you get out of those channels, you're going to, and away from the inlet kind of area, you're going to get away from those crowds.
And getting away from the crowds is especially for, it's usually around 4th of July or late June, whatever, when they hatch, when the greenheads are really getting thick. Dress properly, really, like you're in armament, but you get back in there. And, Scott, you know, some of the areas we're talking about, we had great success. You have bug, and shout out to Stanley Gola, the Ayatollah of Flukerola at SNS Bugtails. He's won many a tournament, Captain Brett Taylor involved, and some other guys back there where you think they were going to need a transfusion. Scott, in that shallow set, even when the water's that warm Scott, those little areas are fluke havens, even, you know, in the heat of the summer when the bugs are bad.
Yeah, the one thing I always tell everyone who comes with me, the greenheads, when we're talking greenheads, they function on heat. So the hotter the day is, the more greenheads there will be. And you're right, they are in the backwaters, deep in the recesses of the bay. So if you're seeing 90 and 80s, above 90 on the forecast, make sure you wear long pants. There's a lot of convertibles out there made by Columbia, made by Sims, made by this company, that company. Those are lightweight. You don't have to wear heavy blue jeans. There's a lot of lightweight pants because the ankles are where it's hard to kill. I mean, you can get them on the arms, and they go for those, and they always do it when it's time to net a fish. You can expect 20 of them to bite you at the same time.
Captain Scott, right up against heartbreak. Scott Newhall, timeout charters. Captain Scott Newhall, the Duke of Fluke, as he's been known among many other names. Scott, covers it, a Fisherman Magazine, On the Water. You pretty much been everywhere with your flatties, man. And I'm not even talking about your striper acumen. So, well, that striper's another story for the fall. People, grab that cup, grab that Rebel. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. Bullet Points.
I'm Eben Brown. The U.S. Supreme Court is declining to take up a case against Maryland's ban on semi-automatic rifles, what they like to call assault weapons. Maryland enacted the ban following the Sandy Hook mass shooting in Connecticut in 2012. But this doesn't mean the challenge to the ban is dead. Following the High Court's ruling in 2022 in the New York case that declared many of the state's restrictive gun laws as unconstitutional, the justices directed the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals to review the ban in Maryland, which had been challenged before. And this review is underway still. The plaintiffs in the case, which include Second Amendment advocates, wanted the High Court to get involved now, saying the appeals court is taking too long. This refusal means the appeals court case is still in motion, even if it means it's not closer to resolution. And those are your bullet points. I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
Make your summer a Hard Rock summer. Experience Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Atlantic City like never before. Introducing The Terrace, our newest culinary experience that combines relaxed elegance and seaside dining. Savor upscale cuisine against the backdrop of breathtaking ocean views. Plus craft cocktails and contemporary dishes will carry your experience from day to night. For more information and to book your table, visit HardRockHotelAtlanticCity.com. Must be 21 plus to consume alcohol. Please drink responsibly.
WPG, Talk Radio 95.5.
Here we go, look out below. Back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Memorial Day weekend 2024. 21 years I've been behind this board. Where did the time go? Captain Scott Newhall is on. Let's talk presentations. Insofar as baits are concerned, now every mother and brother and father and son and aunt and uncle on the water are going to be having gulp. There's going to be gulp everywhere. There's going to be some power baits out there also as well. There's going to be the live minis, the strips of squid, the spearing, mackerel strips, whatever. Whoa, everyone's using an array of everything, but some people are always catching fish. What are you using? Gulp. True, they're using gulp. What shape, what size? As Captain Scott always said, don't be a mule to the rule. Be willing to change not only bucktail size or jig head size, but color, pattern, and form size. Captain Newhall, I'll never forget that one time I was keyed in just a swimming mullet, swimming mullet, swimming mullet. You and the lovely Dean Marie went to the Gulf Shrimp, and I was taught a lesson. Because I was catching fish a couple days prior with the Gulf swimming mullet. Scott, you nailed it.
Well, you know, get lucky sometimes, right? Yeah, everybody's going to be out there using the Berkeley Gulf, and there's a reason. It works. It really works. I still remember when it came out. I was in the 90s, and here I am, have my commercial mini fike license. I'm out there getting my, you know, huge minnows, throwing back all the little ones. I'm killing myself and getting bit by those bugs and gnats. And I look over, and I just see guys, you know, rip open a pack of gulp. I'm like, wow, they're smoking one. And mm-hmm. They're not crawling around the marsh getting muddying up the boat. Well, wait, what's happening here? And that was in the very early stages. I'll never forget it. But to your point, try some different colors. If you do get stuck in the pack, you know, and you're not heading for some hidden creeks or sloughs or flats, and you're fishing with the group, that's okay. That's a good time to change because, you know, if you have 10 boats next year or even more, why not throw on a different color? Go with the blue fuse in South Jersey. What do we have coming in? The blue claw crabs. Try the blue fuse, right?
There you go, yeah. Yeah. Holy damn, man.
Yeah, that yellow kind of turquoisey blue. Sometimes that spanks them. So, you know, start doing that. Use different sizes. 6-inch gulp grub, right? Huge. I mean, that's number one.
Things like a, Scott, uno. I call that the salami on the water. And that 8-incher, that's a sub sandwich or a hoagie, whatever, on the water.
Yeah.
And I said, Newhall, a 6-inch in the back. Scotty, what's going on? Boom! Dean Marie says, leave him alone. It's working.
So everybody's using the 6. Throw on the 5. Mm-hmm. But on the 5-inch, sometimes they'll key in on the 5-inch grub more than the 6. Better yet. Or not better yet, but equal. They're making a 4-inch grub now, Berkeley is.
Oh.
And you'd use that on the teaser hook above your ballast. Your ballast on the bottom of the stack rig mm-hmm. is going to be a jig head or a bucktail, unless you're using like a chicken rig with just the top and bottom.
Right.
But that 4-inch grub is going to mimic smaller forage, and therefore maybe that looks like something different. So you have a 4, 5, and 6-inch grub. One neat thing about we're still early, you know, you're talking Memorial Day. So the real tail rippers like the sea robins and tiny little 4-inch sea bass aren't around. So you can use things with paddle tails and the like. When you get later in summer, you start hitting July, August, sometimes you really want to move to something like a jerk shad or a shrimp entirely because right. – they don't have their tail ripped off the same as they would in later season. So definitely want to keep changing the colors, change the size. I'll never forget this day in Montauk, New York. I was up there, and everybody's fishing a 6-inch bait, and I went to a 5, and the 5 was nailing all the 20-inch nice mm-hmm. bodies. It doesn't always have to make sense. So changing up when you're in the middle of all those boats, you could be the one that, you know, strikes gold, strikes oil, you start hitting.
Scott, back up on the flats, I want to mention this, people. Berkeley, and I'm just shilling for Berkeley, this stuff works. I use the fish, I use it all, man. It all work in one time or another. But In particular, Scott, this early, I saw this particularly in parts of Great Bay and Barnegat Bay and also down by Stone Harbor, getting, you know, Seattle, Avalon down through Stone Harbor. That little peeler crab they make on the flats, that is so, I mean, because all the fluke we've opened up, like you look at all these crab, you see the shrimp, you see the crabs. That thing has been, on occasion, has been deadly when the flatties are really keyed on the crustaceans.
I would, I know the offering. I have used it. The one thing I found about the peeler crab is that,
See, Scott's getting excited. He's going fishing. You're getting ready. Go.
You need to stop. You're going down the wrong rabbit hole. The peeler crab works best in a slower water.
Yep.
So
exactly
that way
right.
You get it presents properly. The offering mm-hmm. moves through the water column properly. So you might want to use that at the top of the tide or the bottom of the tide when your current goes to, 0 to 0.6 or 0.7. I think if you have a quick current, we have a full moon coming. I didn't even check the date, but it's right around now.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to move faster. Your drift, especially if the wind is with the tide, you could be going 1.5 or even more. Then you need to have a bait that's more streamlined.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you were to snap jig the crab, if you were to snap jig it, you could maybe, this is a maybe, you'd have to check. So the way to check to see if something's working right, you do it right at the surface. Just like if you were to take a piece of squid or fluke belly, drag it through the water, see if it turns in a spiral. If it does, you need to rehook it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same thing. The same thing with the gulp crab. You want to make sure the thing it doesn't just spin
Bingo.
In circles. You want to make
Bingo.
Sure it goes
yep.
properly.
Well, Cap, let's play devil advocate here, because there have been times that they don't hesitate when you show them the bait, as in a live killie, on a strip of squid, something like that. Have there been times, and when have you found that happen? When I don't want the gulp. Color, shape, or form, they are keyed on the meat.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
and by
yeah.
the way, listen, Captain Scott's Killies, Minis, what have you, they're like steelhead. Although the one time I reached into that, it came out, this thing had his mouth around the top of my index finger wanting to chomp me up, and it was as long as my index finger. So you got some champion baits there, Scott.
Yeah, I spend a lot of time on live bait, and I always carry, like you said, large minnows, killies, and no doubt they take a lot of learning curve out of it for people just getting into the hobby.
Mm-hmm.
The main key is recognizing the bite and then giving the fluke a few seconds to get it in their mouth, because what'll happen is if you're drifting pretty quick, they'll climb the back of the bait. If they really don't wallop it, and some obviously many do,
right.
But sometimes they'll climb the bait. That's why when you set the hook and it doesn't come tight, you'll see it scraped up, scaled up, whatever you want to call it. That means the fluke grasped it, but it just didn't get all the way up to the hook.
Mm-hmm.
So especially with larger bait of any sort, you want to give it just a little bit of time. Let them climb up that bait if they don't completely inhale it. And yes, if everybody, again, there's another change up. If everybody's jigging gulp around you, then your live bait
yep.
is going to be your nuance. That means if you're drifting right behind another boat or that little spot's getting hammered, well, now you're showing them something different entirely.
Scott, we've enjoyed some smashes, threshes, and hits with just a plain big killie on the hook. No strip of squid, no strip of mackerel. No, I've seen guys use the gulp swimming mullet. Shout out to Captain Dave there of Seacon Bay with a mini on it, and just a plain minnow. They're seeing it. Hey man, that looks more natural than all this other stuff.
That's my number one go to. Mm-hmm. Any live bait alone. I don't use bucktails and all the jigs and hair, all the wild stuff. When it comes to a large live bait, the minnows now, later on, peanut bunker, mullet. If you were to pick up some spots
Oof.
From David at Seacon Bay, they don't need extras.
Right.
They don't need anything extra at all. You just, the appropriate size hook, not too big, not too small. It's got to match. That comes with experience. and it matches the size of the bait, and the bait will do the rest. You can lightly jig it. You're not going to try to, you're not snap jigging live bait, you know, he'll tear it up. But yeah, it'll do the job itself without a doubt.
Okay, Scott. Okay, Captain Scott, we have to wrap it up. I've got a hard break. One last question for you, Skipper. Courtesy in the crowds. What do you suggest?
Get to your ramp early. Okay. Expect parking problems. Expect to walk if you're using a ramp. Expect everything to move slower. Expect inexperience to get in the way. Expect boats to throw large wakes that maybe are too close to you. If you fish in a crowd, if you fish in the main waterways, you are going to get waked up. If your craft is not ready for that, or you are not mentally prepared for inexperienced or even obnoxious boaters, you need to get away from them all. Just like Tom P said, get away from the crowd.
Yep.
Figure something else out. It's coming. It's a holiday weekend. Expect it. Don't get in fights. We're not children out there. We're supposed to be role models as adult fishermen. But you got to expect some of these things to happen and take it in stride as best you can.
It's got one thing I have to mention. Listen to me. I'm a preacher here. This is just all my observations all these. Drinking ain't thinking when you're fishing out on the water, especially with crowds. What do you think, Scott? We saw some stuff out there, boy. Wow.
Yeah, I get offered a couple beers all the time. I'm like, no way. It doesn't mix. It's not safe. Have it in the backyard with a burger after you fish.
After the fish. Okay, Captain Scott Newhall, thanks much. Time out, Charter Scott. I know you're pretty much booked from now through 2029, but give that website, give that phone number, please. Go!
It's timeoutfishingcharters.com and 609 area code 569-1601 or 385-3729.
That was a lovely mom, Melissa, Alexander Scott Newhall, and Michael Benjamin Newhall. Before I let you go, come on, man. These boys are the ones in high school already. That's not right.
Yeah, sports, and a prom tomorrow night over at Atlantic Christian.
I'll see you later, Scott. You take care, man.
All right, Tom. Take it easy.
Captain Scott Newhall, great guy, great guest, great fisherman, great family man. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
Mark Levin.
Biden, the international arsonist. The communist Chinese want Biden reelected. Putin wants Biden reelected despite all the Democrat Party's best twisting and turning and pushing and pulling. The Islamo-Nazi regime in Iran never had it so good. They're getting billions and billions, rearmed themselves. They've destroyed all opposition among the people in Iran who want nothing to do with that government. They love Joe Biden.
Mark Levin on South Jersey's talk station. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Fox News, I'm Chris DeMeo. Many Americans taking to the road this Memorial Day weekend, despite high prices at the pump.
The nation's average price at gas sitting at $3.60 per gallon. Now, this is 6 cents more expensive than last year's average at this time.
Fox's Dana Marie McNichol, more than 40 million Americans expected to hit the road. A somber day Friday in Uvalde, Texas. The bell rang 21 times for each of the victims of the Robb Elementary School shooting 2 years ago on Friday. 19 students and two teachers killed by a teen gunman. Prosecutors have asked the judge overseeing the classified documents case against former President Trump to bar him from public statements that pose a significant, imminent, and foreseeable danger to law enforcement. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. For today, areas of morning fog, otherwise very warm, with some sun giving way to some clouds with a high of 87. For tonight, low clouds with a low of 59. For tomorrow, times of clouds and sun with a high of 81. Tomorrow night, turning cloudy, low 63. On Monday, mostly cloudy, becoming humid in the afternoon with a gusty thunderstorm, high 75. I'm AccuWeather's Caitlin Lawrence on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. South Jersey's talk station.
Yo, welcome back to Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Memorial Day weekend. That was Captain Scott Newhall, man. Fluking in the crowd and courtesy at the very end of the segment is courtesy. That is the most important thing. Don't go crazy. The arguments aren't worth it. You're going to be a lot of people out there, a lot of fish to be caught. Use common sense, follow his tactics, and you will put some fish on ice or in the live well or in the buckets, what have you. Remember, it's 3 at 18. Hey, man, the Fisherman Magazine's Dreambone Challenge is going full steam ahead. Also back after a brief hiatus, the Coastal Kayak Clash. Article in the April edition of the Fisherman Magazine had a feature on it by Jim Hutchison, managing editor of the New Jersey Delaware Bay edition. Want to get into this kayak clash, as Captain Newhall mentioned, as war those craft that you can get in those skinny waters. That's where there are a lot of fluke. Now, the kayak clash, man, that brings out the best of the best. And here's Hutch. Man, a lot of some big-ass prizes in this contest. How you doing, Hutch?
I'm good, Tom P. How are you?
By the way, in the June edition, great editorial, sort of, you know, got me a little choked because I missed my stepfather, Big Ben Pagliaroli, who got me really, really into the fishing. Had an editor about Hutch and his dad on Father's Day. Hutch, before we get to the kayak clash,
yeah.
Hutch Sr. is going to be 83?
81.
Or 81? 80. Listen, yeah. I still wouldn't want to get a right cross from this guy. Let me tell you. He kicked Jake Paul's ass. He would drop him on the canvas in one shot. Okay, Hutch, a kayak clash, brief hiatus. It's going full tilt boogie. A lot of response from what I understand. Tell us about Little Low. What's shaking with it now?
So we're real happy to have it back. You know, it was something I think we launched right around COVID. The Coastal Kayak Clash, a tournament for fishermen subscribers, and exclusively kayak, obviously. But it's also a length-based tournament, as opposed to our Dreamboat Fishing Challenge. Everybody's familiar with that over right. the years. That was you weigh in your fish at a tackle shop, and then you have to accumulate points. Well, this one is You take the photo and the measurement in the cockpit of your kayak and send that in, and we do the same thing where we have, 8 different species of fish, and you gather points. The best thing about the Coastal Kayak Clash is because it is a length-based tournament, now we can put striped bass back in the leaderboard. And I'm real happy right now because of the bite that we've had predominantly to the northern part of New Jersey, but we've got the top 3 striped bass weigh measurement so far in that tournament from New Jersey. So that's been pretty cool. And you mentioned that hiatus. That's the one thing I'd say is all the problems we all went through post-COVID.
Right.
That was pretty much the problem with securing big prizes with the kayak manufacturers. So we had to go on pause for, I think, a year. But folks really wanted it back.
Oh, yeah.
To have it. You know, it's really cool.
I was even asked a few times, I said, don't call me, man. Call the fisherman.
Hey, I got a lot of phone calls about it. And I was like, look, man, I'm pushing it too. Our whole staff was. It's just, you know, that was still the shakeout from COVID, you know, which is, thank God, hopefully knock on wood in the rearview mirror at this point.
Now, how'd you have over $7,000 in prize? And the grand prize is an Old Town Sportsman PDL 120. I mean, you really grand slammed it here, bro.
Yeah, it's really cool because we had the folks from Yak Attack come in hot and heavy this year. Dave Martin from Yak Attack has been an old friend of ours since his days at Penn Reels. So Yak Attack was like, no, we're in. We're bringing this thing back. So they've got, you know, they helped with the Old Town, but they've got the kayak cart, the fishing crate, every piece of Yak Attack stuff. We've got a great relationship with the folks at Humminbird. So we've got a Humminbird Helix 7 in there. So there's some really cool prizes. And again, it's just like the Dreamboat too. You know, you can get in on that contest, and you don't necessarily have to win it all to be a winner. You know, stay on the prizes, get the fish of the month, which the fish of the month right now is for the rest of this month is weak fish. So that's a real benefit to the guys in South Jersey.
Oh yeah,
I don't think there's nobody. There is no place that has bigger tide running weak fish in our region because you're competing against the other editions, our New York edition and our New England edition.
Right.
So I would encourage the kayak anglers of Atlantic and Cape May County to get out there and get a couple of big tide runners on the board because that's where I think the bigger fish are going to come. Right now we've got 2 out of state weak fish weigh-ins. I keep saying weigh-ins. They're not weigh-ins. They're measurements. So what you do with the fish after that is up to you and the regulations.
This is my mistake there. It was the May edition. May edition, the Coastal Kayak Clash returns. Sorry about that, Hutch.
Well, no, no. I was saying that we have a species of the month. The May fish of the month is weakfish. Weakfish and bluefish. And then we move into fluke in June. And I think for folks who are wondering, you know, we've had a relatively slow fluke bite to start the summer flounder bite to start the season since May 4th. But I'll tell you, this temperature change that we've seen this week, I think this is going to be a banner weekend for fluke fishing. Look, Jersey Shore.
It's the one gnarly day, Thursday and Friday. But I'll tell you, they started to bite their heads off in the one area I was fishing in Barnegat Bay all of a sudden on Wednesday. I mean, where'd this come from?
That's great.
Do I go back to like when I was a kid reading the Salooner table saying, oh, the sun or moon must just be right or whatever? Hutch, it was nuts.
I think it had a lot. I think a lot of our bite had to do with the amount of rain that we had in the spring. I mean, it was an inordinate amount, seasonally speaking.
And Hutch, and the wind, and the wind was, it was crusher, man.
I was out last Saturday in the upper stretches of Barnegat Bay, and the highest water temperature I had on the tide that I was fishing, 63 degrees. But Dad was out the other day, and I think he said it was approaching 70.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's plenty of summer flounder in the back bays. They get in there in March and April, especially in South Jersey. But I think the race is snap. I really think I've been predicting that this is the weekend I'm going to get the first double digit doormat reports. So we'll see if that comes true or not in the reports next week at thefisherman.com.
And that's some very reliable intel, which I'll talk to you about off the air for something we're going to be working on. It was one of the Garden State North reefs. Bluefin showed up all over the place on top, chasing bunker.
I was out with Erwin Heinrich. Yeah, well, I think we're ready for the offshore report. So, you enjoy your holiday weekend this week, but next week we get back to the offshore report with Fisherman Magazine with Tom P.
Joining us on the Rackafin line is Jim Hutchison, Jr., Managing Editor, Delaware Bay, New Jersey edition of the Fisherman Magazine. Topic is the Coastal Kayak Clash returns for 24, the May edition. Listeners, go to page 26G through page 29G. Read all about it and the prizes. Now, listen, first, second prize out of great stuff. Third prize, 500 cash. Hutch, I'd rather finish third when that's concerned. I already have a kayak. Although it's not putting the use much, as my lovely Dee Marie says again, you look like a manatee on methamphetamines, man.
I just had that visualization.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's crazy.
Hutch, the tenor out there, it's just been increased. There was a lull there, COVID, lull for a while. The kayaks, especially on the fishing end, seem to be spawning at an incredible rate. The technology out there, the pedal drives, everything, electronics geared to the kayaks. Hutch, that's the next big horizon, man. It just keeps growing.
You know, it does, but, you know, it goes in, it's an ebb and flow. Last year, I was talking to some of our kayak dealers, and they said it was kind of a slow season. And again, I think a lot of that is post-COVID. I think that during COVID, there was a boom, an incredible boom in kayak
fishing. Right, there you go, yeah.
And, but that boom, you know, folks got their new kayaks and everything, and then post-COVID, it's like, there's this little bit of an ebb again. But I think that during that flow into the ebb, there's some really great technology put into the kayak. It's almost impossible. It's very hard to find a paddle exclusive kayak for fishing. You still get them because I still have my old Hobie Quest, which I love because I like the paddle. But the pedal technology is remarkable.
Scary,
and
Old Town
now, it's got you're mounting all the electronics. You're mounting a Minn Kota if you want. So you can start at the bottom and just go paddling your way through the estuaries. But the hardcore stuff they have now, it's absolutely unbelievable.
Listen, as a full disclosure, way back when, I was stuck in traffic up there going to the LBI. I said, damn, that guy looks like Hutch. There by, what's that, Cedar Bonnet Island. Guy with a run. Oh, my God, there's Hutch. He's fishing. I'm beeping the horn. The guy in front of me wants to come back and kick my ass. I said, no, I was just trying to wave to that guy down there. So, Hutch, you've been on the yak attack for years.
Yeah, it's funny. I had an old handmade, more of an Inuit style that was a wrapped kayak that I had a couple of them that were built up in Seabright 20 years ago, 30 years ago maybe. And when I moved to Cedar Bonnet Island, that's what I was fishing on. But have you ever been on that Inuit style, the skin sit inside?
Yep.
They're really tippy. So those old kayaks weren't great. They were great for touring and in calm water. but weren't ideal for fishing. The sit on tops today are just so stable. They're fantastic. Yep. Fantastic for fishing. And it's really funny. And anybody that kayak fishes will understand this. You know, you're paddling out or you're pedaling out and you're along the estuaries, you're along the sod banks, and there are boats flying by you in the ITW because they want to get outside.
Yep.
When you're back there in that skinny water, you see things that other people don't see because they zoom by it. You might see tailing fish. You'll see stripers feeding on the flats right up against the sod banks. So many fish that people travel over to get to the next destination, but the kayak angler gets to see all that in its natural environment. It's a remarkable way of fishing.
Listen to Fisherman Magazine's Coastal Kayak Clash is on. You have to be a subscriber to be a part of it. Check out the May edition of Fisherman Magazine. Hutch, give that website, please.
TheFisherman.com. And, of course, the June edition is out this week. Get that. That's the one with the editorial.
Editor's log. Listen, it makes you pause. And I got a note here where this just came in. Tell Big Hutch, he's coming on with that cream of crab recipe for rack. Okay. Well, I'll get to him on that later. Jimmy, take care. Best of Michelle and Hutch, your dad, and whole family. You take care, brother. We'll see you on the water.
God bless all those who served and those who gave the ultimate sacrifice this weekend.
That's
thanks, Tom P.
What it's about. Hutch, we'll see you later, brother.
Later, man. Bye.
Up against a break. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
This is South Jersey's talk station. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Coming up on This Weekend, birth rates around the world are falling quickly. We'll explore the reasons why, look at government efforts to stop the drop, and identify the ramifications. Also, for Memorial Day weekend, perfecting the American burger. Plus, the booming business that caters to those trying to stay young. And what to know if you're about to book your first cruise. That and more on This Weekend.
This morning at 6 on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Every day we are on a mission to be better, to innovate, to push boundaries, and overcome any obstacle that stands in our way. You can only do this when you have a team of thousands standing in your corner. And you have spent the past 125 years rising to meet the challenge. It's a new day at Atlanticare. Rise with us.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. And the WPG Talk Radio app.
Okay, did a lot of salt water this show. Again, primarily fluke. The Memorial Day weekend, the craziest. Don't forget Jersey's great freshwater fishing. This weekend, you want to give it a try. I have to buy a license, have to get a trousers. Next Saturday, June 1st, one of the two free fishing days in New Jersey. Don't need a license, don't need a trout amp. We have some for our size. And the fifth smallest, most densely populated state, we have some of the best freshwater fishing in the country, if not on the planet. Joining us on the line right now is Karen Byrne, principal biologist, DEP Fish and Wildlife Bureau of Information and Education. Talk about this free fishing day. It coincides with National Fishing and Boating Week. It is a get out and experience the great fishing we have. Sorry, Karen, I get too wired up when it comes to the Sweetwater. You know me.
I do know you. Thank you for having me. Yes, free fishing day, June 1st. It's going to be a great day, hopefully. If you're not sure where to go, we have great fishing close to home, and it's an interactive map that highlights over 290 publicly accessible lakes, ponds, and reservoirs that will tell you, like, where to go, what they have there, what you can catch, what species to target. We also have on free fishing day, Hooked on Fishing has the Youth Fishing Challenge. So if you have a kid in your life who is interested in fishing and you're not really sure how to get them involved, there's over 30 sites on Saturday from Cape May all the way up to Sussex County that has fishing events for kids, and there are prizes for the kids. There's also fishing not on free fishing day, Sunday, June 2nd. There's 4 sites on that day. But there's plenty of opportunities to get out there and enjoy New Jersey's freshwater fishing.
And Karen, I always expound across the board, whether you want sunfish, stock trout, wild trout, you want the northern pike, you want muskies, you want hybrid stripers, you want walleyes, you got channel cats, you have everything going on here. Whether you, like you said, Cape May County to Sussex County, Cape May Point, down at Ponda Lodge Pond there in Novellis, all the way up to Sawmill Lake in High Point. You have great fishing all around. It's, I love this free fishing idea concept. It's been around for years. It used to be a whole weekend, but now they split it. The other one's in October, coincides with the October trout stocking statewide. Karen, it's a win-win all around, and I know it helps sell licenses and stamps because people realize, whoa, this is right here. You don't have to go far. Urban, suburban, bucolic, it's all here. Well, that's one of the reasons I love Jersey. Tom P., why do you live in Jersey? It's small. Yeah, it's small. It's crowded, but we have great fishing. You don't have to drive that far to experience quality freshwater fishing.
That's true. That's true. And, yeah, with those Explorer apps that we have now, there's one, as I mentioned, for great fishing close to home. There's also one that shows the trout stocked waters. They're just wrapping up the last week of trout stocking this week. So there should be trout around still available.
Yep.
But, yeah, it tells you where to go, what you catch there. It's, we make it easy.
Listen, speaking of trout down here in the Southlands, the Morris River. Whoa, we caught trout out of there until the end of June. You find some of those, tough to fish, you find some of those holes that are still plenty of trout around. Okay, another thing, too, is the promotion of freshwater fishing in New Jersey. The two genesis points are PeaQuest Trout Hatchery and that outstanding, equally outstanding Hackettstown Hatchery that pumps out all these warm and cool water species, largemouth, smallmouth. It's listen, it's a freshwater smorgasbord of opportunity here.
It is. And as we mentioned, too, the Youth Fishing Challenge, if you have kids in your life and they're interested in getting into fishing, you're not really sure, there are 30 sites available for to take your kid fishing. Atlantic County, Bergen County, Burlington, Camden, Cape May, Cumberland, Gloucester, Mercer, Middlesex, Morris, Ocean, Passaic, Salem, Somerset, Sussex, and Union County all have a location. And they have people there to help you, volunteers, the host sites. So it's a nice opportunity. Take advantage of no license, no stamp, and get your kids outside with you fishing.
It's going to be a great experience. Karen Byrne, thanks for joining us on Rack and Fin Radio. It's going to be a flip up, although I'm really leaning because it's only about 40 miles from my abode, attending the one in Cape May. Or as I sort of quasi made a promise to Liz Jackson, Lake Asher up there in Stokes and Sussex. I don't know. I've been fishing a lot here in South Jersey. This is my home now. I don't know, Karen. It's going to be checking out these huge kids. Listeners, you see these kids fishing in the challenge? Man, you're looking at intensity to the unbelievable exponent. These kids are all about it. And to see the parents get involved, too, Karen, it's a great, great thing. Karen, thanks for joining us on Rack and Fin. I'll see you on the water one of these days. It's not a threat. Not a threat. It's a problem. Thanks. You take care.
Thank you.
I'll see you. And I've always maintained this. Freshwater fishing in New Jersey has never been better. Next Saturday, June 1st, free day. Okay, listen, thanks for the comments I had, some phone calls, some texts, some emails, whatever, regarding the announcement I made last week about the closure on 5 wildlife management areas statewide. It seems like, as one guy asked, yo, Tommy P., is this becoming a new normal? It closed this past Thursday. It's going to run through September 2nd. That's Labor Day. Okay, why are we doing this? That was COVID. It's post-COVID. It's crazy. This is all BS, whatever. I said, you know what? I agree and I don't agree because I've seen damage. I put a call into good friend of Rack and Fin Radio, Mr. Dave Golden. He's assistant commissioner, New Jersey's DEP, overseeing fish and wildlife. Incredible sportsman, incredible guy, has his finger on the pulse of the hunting and fishing public and what's best for wildlife and fisheries and the environment and the management areas. That's what we'll pay for here. Dave's going to explain one more time. Clear it up. What is happening with that? Dave, again, sorry to get you on very short notice, Memorial Day weekend, but is this the new normal? It seems now it's third year. What's the dealio?
Morning, Tom P. Thanks for having me on. And thanks
always
for
a
continuing
pleasure.
To promote, thanks for continuing to promote New Jersey fish and wildlife and getting people outside. Appreciate it. So regarding the seasonal closures at the 5 wildlife management areas, it's hard to say if this is the new normal. This is the third year that we've done it. One of the things that's changed this year, actually it changed, is how we're approaching Monanico Ponds, that closure. So, you know, our goal is to get hunters and anglers and wildlife watchers out into these open spaces and have them enjoy their times out there and give them opportunity. what we find is during some of the more active seasons, the summer, where people are flooding the wildlife management areas, we have a few areas where there are people are up to activities that are not allowed. So illegal activities, illegal swimming, off-road vehicle use, partying. So we've really tried to zero in on areas where these are big problems and where areas where by doing seasonal closures, we won't be impacting our primary users for fishing, hunting, wildlife watching. So clearly with the seasonal closures, we avoid impacting hunters, right? That's just how it is based on timing.
Right.
In the past, when we closed Monanico Ponds, we did impact anglers. And so we've made a change there.
Yeah. Okay, listen, on the Cedar Lake Wildlife Management, it's the Sand Plant area and Greenwood Forest Wildlife Management area, Parker's Pit in the Clay Holes area, Monanico Ponds area 1, 2, and 3. And you go to njfishandwildlife.com, we'll have a map showing that. Up North Jersey, Wildcat Ridge up there, area I like to fish on occasion, Split Rock. The Cliffs area is off. And in Winslow, it's the Hot Mix area. Well, Dave, question, which I've been asked. Was this a problem before COVID, the shutdown and then reopening? I never heard about this before the COVID thing, or is it just now? It's really getting bad. Let's pay attention to it and act on it. What's the deal?
Yeah, it's a great question. COVID exaggerated the problem, right? It amplified the problem because you had more people outside, and so it brought these things. It brought these things to our attention and kind of crystallized our thinking on the best way to handle it. We're trying to manage access, keeping the public safe, keeping wildlife populations healthy, and protecting our employees, right? Those are the things that we're trying to balance here. So when it comes to some of these illegal activities, we got our conservation police officers out there doing a great job, but lots of times they're patrolling on their own. So it creates a difficult situation for them when they get into areas where there might be a big party, right? Or where they get into an area where someone may not be swimming illegally at the moment, but as soon as they turn their back, you know, you can suspect it's going to happen. And illegal swimming, I mean, let's just talk about that for a second. Like, that impacts angling, right? So we have people that complain when they're fishing, and people have their dogs and kids, you know, swimming around, jumping off canoes. So, you know, there's a lot of things that we're trying to do here to balance use, but really create that, maintain our primary use, which at this time of the year is wildlife watching and angling.
Well said. Listen, it's Dave Golden. He is Assistant Commissioner, DEP's Department of Environmental Protection, overseeing fish and wildlife. Topic is the seasonal closures going sort of this past Thursday. It's going to go through Labor Day on the aforementioned portions of those wildlife management areas. Dave, thanks for joining us. Have a great holiday weekend. Have a great summer. Are you going to be doing any freshwater fishing down this way?
Oh, absolutely. I try to get out as often as I can. That's not even a question.
I just had to get that out there. David, take care. Have a great holiday weekend and a safe summer.
All right. You too. Take care. Good talking to you.
Yep. That'll do it for this weekend on Rack and Fin Radio with me, Top P. Again, full disclosure, in the studio a day, maybe a little bit day earlier, and because we are going to be away this weekend. God bless America. God bless the troops. God bless our first responders and law enforcement. Again, happy Memorial Day. Let us not forget what it's about. I remember as a kid in my old neighborhood, and some of the older teenagers, I was, what, 10, 11, 9, 12, going to Vietnam and never coming home. So I have the memories. I'm sure we all do. See you next week. Rack and Fin Radio. Be safe, get out there, and enjoy fluke fishing. It's going to be crazy.